Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It'll happen when it happens. Just hoping for good health and everything just kind of keep going the way it is, and whenever that day comes, everything will be good.
Caglione has done it again. The kid's going to be just fine. Number one pick for the Royals in their draft this past year. Number one prospect. High hopes, and for good reason.
Yeah, if I had to guess, I would say, and I really like Pete Alonso. I think he's probably going to be a better player than Pete Alonso when all is said and done.
That sounded good.
Yep.
That's going to go a long way to right field. And
0-1. Launched high in the air, hit well to right center field. Back in the alley. That ball's out of here. Jack Caglione takes a trip around the bases. A two-run homer into the Storm Chasers center field bullpen. 442 feet. And a curveball down the middle. He hits it 108 miles an hour to center. My word, he hit that ball a long way.
Just the size and his ability to hammer pitches all over the place out of the park, even if he doesn't square it up, it kind of reminds me of Shohei, to be honest.
Huh. I'm still not well. I told you, boys. I told you Friday. He was going to hit a home run in that game. And he did it. And so I brought him back. I got him out of the minors. Alex and I, we went down there. We rescued the future and the superstar of the Royals, and Jack Caglione officially announced yesterday evening around 9 o'clock. Everyone wrote in the text effect in the group, "Wake up, Bob." He's like, "I'm awake. Go to bed, child."
I was actually not awake at that point in time.
I mean, it was Sunday. I was trying to sleep at 8.
I mean, you just have to, to kind of reset the mind. And everything was a long day, over the weekend and whatnot. And so you got to reset that mind, get ready for a kind of a fresh week. Sleep is the most important thing you could have. And I've noticed that as I've gotten older by the day, the more and more I need more and more sleep. So nothing's ever going to come in the way of me getting that proper rest.
Right.
Do you think if the Royals would have scored more than 2 runs this past weekend, Cags would have been called up? Or do you think this was a move because they saw what they were like against the best team in the division and went, okay, enough is enough? Like, if they would have scored, would we have delayed this another week and maybe brought them up next week or whatever the case may be? I think it was the perfect storm. It was the perfect storm of him just obliterating the baseball, right? Telling them he's ready. This is a waste of time, as you mentioned, pitching against some 37-year-old, former bartender down in the minor leagues. Like, what are we really gaining here, right? Like, if you're not in the UFL, you're in the minors type of stuff, that kind of, athlete. And so he gets the opportunity now to obliterate baseballs at the big league level, But he told them he was ready, which is what you want a prospect to do. Mm. But the team is also ready for Jack Caglione to come in and be part of this organization because they need him right now. It's June 1st. It's technically moving day in Major League Baseball. We know who's good. We know who's not good. We know what teams need. We know they need to get better in certain areas. You got the opportunity to do it internally and not have to give up anybody to go out and get somebody externally. Mm-hmm. You go ahead and do that. Cag said he was ready. The team said we need you. It's the perfect storm. Let's see what we can do.
No doubt about it. And it's a shot in the arm. It's like Bob just, you know, told you. It's the, you know, there will be an adrenaline rush. Again, Jack Caglione plus 900 to win Rookie of the Year, the second best odds. I can assure you because Alex Gold is a degenerate, and he made me even more of a degenerate when it comes to finding rare baseball cards.
Yeah.
So we do these things called, well, he does way, I've only done like three of them, where you buy breaks. So you can auction up, they'll put like a start at a dollar, and you can, you know, bid, and hopefully you, you know, it's like a normal bid.
Like, so it's like buying an Amazon chest, yeah, you don't know what's in it?
You buy a spin on the wheel. And when you spin that wheel, it can land on any team. So really, you're hoping it lands on the Royals. One of the most number one sought-after baseball cards is a one-of-one Jack Caglione autograph card.
Mm-hmm.
There's people that buy team slots, and they bid on those just teams. The Royals are up at least every time $400 to $600 to $700, $800 slot.
Wow.
Because they're wanting this Jack Caglione.
How much do you think they pay the players to do that, too? That's
well, when
what
we went and met Jack in Double A, and he was talking to us about cards, he's a huge card nut.
Right.
Ask Gene, you know, he knows the rush.
Yeah.
And so when he was going through them, he was like, yeah, he's like, I'm really hoping that when I get my, because they'll have like a patch jersey now. So now they'll have like these athletic, these Fanatics people will get it. And it'll be another card where it's like autoed, signed, debut, because now he'll be in next year's packs, yada, yada, yada. But his autograph, his pop, his buzz, his everything is there because of all this hype.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to, you know, prospects, there's that kid in Boston and there's this kid in Kansas City.
And that's really it right now.
And it's the Kansas City Royals. Like, this is a guy that went sixth overall last year.
Right. This time last year, he was playing in the Collegiate World Series. I mean, now Brandon Finnegan was playing in the Collegiate World Series and the MLB World Series in the exact same year. So you can have that jump. It's not that, you know, it's not that big a deal. And it's really good for the sport. Can we talk about that for a second, how good it is for the sport to get Jack Caglione up here? Because all of these other sports, you see your young guys right away. Mm-hmm. And people, like we filled a bar, the Landing, eatery and pub for the draft party to see these new guys drafted, and we get excited about them. Baseball, you have a nice draft. Nobody's having draft parties or anything like that. It's on a Sunday night, and they boo the commissioner there too. And then you draft all these players, and then generally we don't see these people, right? And we forget about them. This is good for the sport that you can get a kid that was drafted last year playing in the College World Series up to the big leagues this quickly in only 50 games or whatever it was in the minor leagues. This is really, really good for Major League Baseball to get these players up to the big league level, to get them up quick, to not have them waste their time in the minor leagues, to give the fans what they want. Because I think after yesterday's game, you could sense it from, you know, the faithful that there was boos at Kauffman Stadium yesterday. Okay. When was the last time you heard boos at Kauffman Stadium? Yesterday, I heard boos at the end of the game. My wife and I are like, damn, they're booing these guys, right? Fans were getting frustrated. The runs weren't there. You could just sense the frustration starting to kick in. And then boom, the Royals do this and they bring up Jack Caglione and all that frustration is gone. I used to marvel at Dick Vermeil when he was the coach of the Chiefs. Every Tuesday they would have the press conference, right? There's the big weekly press conference. And Dick Vermeil would get up there and would address everything that he knew that everybody was mad about and take all of that kind of pressure away, right? The Royals know their fans aren't real happy about the way this offense is going right now. They're starting to get a little bit nervous. What do? They remove all of the doubt that everybody had and brought up Jack Caglione, and now the focus is on him. It's a beautiful move by the Royals. It's a brilliant move by the Royals, and it's perfect timing for the Royals.
And I think it'll work. I mean, everything that I've seen and everything that he's done, he's answered the call. And again, it's more than just the explosive power. It's the demeanor, it's the attitude, it's the riz, it's the confidence, it's situational hitting, it's spitting on the balls that they're trying to get him to swing at because of his high chase rate, which is going to happen with the young hitter. Not like I'm saying that he's 18, 19, where he's going to come up and they're going to send him down. He's just not that, he's just built differently. And I know that he's
massive of a human, but he just...
He's got great hair, too.
Yeah, I mean, he's just an Italian stallion.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Yeah. You know,
Don't tell Anselmo about him. I want an autograph or something.
Oh, well.
There'll be
movement for Jerry. Be more than strawberry pie that he'll enjoy. Fans alone. The biggest...
You bring Cags as your date to Dancing with the Stars. Jerry puts you at the front of the table.
Oh, Lord have mercy. The thing about it is, we talked about it. He went 0-for-5. And then the next day he bounces back, goes 3-for-5. And Friday's game, he hits a home run in his first at bat. Can't make it up. Alex and I didn't even know if it was real. And hits a home run in his first at bat. Massive shot, 422, right center, just obliterated. And then, you know, we see the next, later on, not his next at bat, but later on at bat, he's down 0-2. And you're like, okay, is he swinging for the fences? Does he have that kind of mindset? No. He works the count full and then takes a ball after fouling off a couple pitches. Saturday's game, he comes up, guys on third. He's not, you know, getting a whole lot to hit, gets jammed inside, pops it up to shallow right field, knocks in Tolbert for a sack fly.
Who are they playing?
St. Paul.
So that's the Twins, I
assume.
That's
Minneapolis.
Right? Yeah. Who was pitching for them?
One of their top prospects on Saturday.
Cool. All right.
In fact, Alex could tell you because he had his...
Had his card.
Yeah. Had his Bowman for base... first Bowman card, and he was like, this guy's supposed to be like a pretty good prospect. He was a whippersnapper, big lefty threw hard, or righty threw hard. And you know, then I think it was Saturday as well. He had a line out to right field at 109 miles per hour. I know ball speed doesn't really do it for you. Exit velo doesn't do it for you. But the fact that
Ray Velo was great yesterday on that one where the bat went further than the ball and he got on base.
So like when you talk about Caglione, yes, the number that pops out is, you know, the number one single on the album is All the Small Things by Blink-182. But there are so many other things that make that album great. Just like Jack Caglione, the number one hit is the power, but his attitude, his maturity, his know-it-all for the game, his love for the game, his known what his stance is. He went to Omaha and he never did not hit third and produced.
Yeah.
Hit 319, 6 home runs, 10 RBIs, struck out only 9 times.
Well, and that's the thing. The strikeout stuff with him, too, I think has been kind of overinflated. He's only striking out like 21% of the time. That's a very good number for a guy who's a power hitter. So I don't know why people have said he strikes out a lot. I don't think that's a very high number at all. And so if he can strike out that same type of level and just like keep these stats, maybe not a 340 hitter and 15 homers in his first 50, but you kind of keep those same type of stats, those same behind the scenes stats where you're not striking out a lot and you're moving the runner over. Like, all this guy has to do is get a single with a dude on second base and he's going to be a hero.
The other thing too is that he hits the ball so hard that a base hit down the right field line could be a single for somebody else, could be a double, and that's going to knock Bobby.
That's exactly it. That's all you have to do.
He helps everybody else.
Yeah, you don't need to hit home runs. You don't need to go out there and try to be, you know, the greatest home run hitter this side of Aaron Judge. Just go out there and put the ball in play. Get a single here, get a double there. If there's a runner on base, make sure you drive him in. That's all you got to do. So simple, right?
Talk about a great day, a great week at the K next week. You get Jack Caglione's debut against the Yankees on Tuesday. Alex Gordon gets inducted to the Royals Hall of Fame that Friday.
Yeah.
Father's Day that Sunday.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Monday. Yeah. Great time to go out to the ballpark. We'll have Vern on at 8 o'clock here and a little bit later on in the show. Coming up on the other side, we'll dive into what this team is. It's full of pitching, and Chris Bubich might be a Cy Young candidate. Do they have something else coming as well with Jack Caglione? It's a great day to be a Royals fan. It's Jack Caglione Monday. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.